Kochel's website is str.org, and his great book is called Tactics in Defending the Faith. Greg, one problem we run into a lot is people that think that all religions are equal and there's not really a need to narrow down and focus on one religion. Why would you think that your religion's so important or special? How do we deal with that problem as we encounter our not yet Christian friends?
Yeah, I tell you, it is one of the biggest problems in our culture because it's the effect of relativism on the religious question. And so for Christians now to say the same thing that Jesus said, that he was the only way of salvation, and by the way, he didn't just say it in one or two places, this is all through the New Testament, and indeed the concept that God is narrow, God is through the Old Testament as well. But we are faithful to that message. We get the worst kind of response from people because they not only think it's arrogant and narrow-minded, they think it's cruel and even hateful. And so when I ask, well, why would you think that God doesn't care? How could you know such a thing? Did God tell you? Did you read it in a book by God? Does it seem to be that God could never be concerned about other religions and he'd just be happy with everyone? Does that just seem obvious to you? I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm curious why you're so certain of this. So when a person says that all religions are equally correct, the irony is they're saying the opposite of what most religions claim, with very few exceptions. It's kind of like them saying all religions are false. And what they don't know is that the religious view that I hold, the true religious view, the person is saying, the one that God, in which God welcomes everyone, that's actually the true view. So there's in a very odd way, this challenge is very narrow in a certain fashion. They think they're right, and they think all the rest of the religions are wrong. One of the strongest, I think, arguments against religious pluralism is that Jesus didn't believe this. And this is so evident from everything he taught. People think he taught about love and peace and helping the poor. He said very little about those things, actually. When you look at the body of his teaching, it wasn't about those things. His teaching was mostly about himself and who he was and what he came to do. Those are the two most important things that he focused in on, the two most important questions that you can answer about him. And Jesus was not a pluralist.